Time again for your letters. Joining me is News and Notes director Taylor Brittany Ford. She's the one responsible for all that banging music you hear on our show. So how's it going, Taylor?
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
Good. So what have we got today?
Well, we got some letters about our interview with comic Cheryl Underwood on Monday. Here's Cheryl first talking about Barack Obama.
We like the way he talk. He good looking. You know, he got a nice dark-skinned black wife. So dark-skinned girl, we got our fists up. We just voting so we can have some color in the White House. You know, the inauguration going to be the bomb. They're going to have all the good groups. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Emotions, Ohio Play. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be more pork there.
Montgomery Chandra listens on WHRO in Norfolk, Virginia. He wrote, "Why on earth did News and Notes give Cheryl Underwood a platform? Had she presented a convincing and carefully articulated position, regardless of her political affiliation, I would have been more appreciative." Robert Mendez of Albany added, "This woman hasn't a clue about politics, language, or what is necessary to help minorities find hope in this environment. I'm canceling my subscription to this show."
Don't leave us, Robert, please. I'm serious. You know, one person's comedy can be another person's nightmare. We do try our best not to torture you. Moving on to the topic of Barack Obama, critic Stanley Crouch said recently that Obama wasn't black like him. Our roundtable dissected that on Monday. Beasia McCaricher of Kirksville, Montana wrote, "It is sad to see that amongst what Du Bois would call the talented tenth, we still find ways to denounce one another instead of working together. Though I am black like you, it doesn't matter that Senator Obama's mother is white and his father is an African immigrant. With a near 50% dropout rate for black children in inner cities, Barack's blackness should not be an issue when he is a much-needed role model."
And Arthur Farley of Reno, Nevada adds, "If you want to pick apart Obama's racial background, I think the argument could easily be made that a mixed black man has probably experienced more discrimination than an all-black man. People of mixed backgrounds have to typically fight harder to find acceptance from either side."
Also on the show last week, we interviewed Beverly Daniel Tatum, president of the historically black women's college, Spelman. That reopened our ongoing debate about HBCUs.
There are many excellent institutions where African-American students can be well-educated, but there is something special about coming to an institution where you can say, "This place was built for me."
Cynthia Reed of Norfolk, Virginia, attended two HBCUs, but she writes that her kids won't attend even one of the schools. She says, quote, "The reason they give is the extremely ghetto mentality of the students. They say black or ghetto students ostracize them because of their near-perfect command of English and because they like rock and punk rock. They say at more mainstream colleges they can explore other thoughts because they choose to be themselves," end quote.
And listen, we appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you, Farai.